الحمد لله المحيي المميت رب العالمين الحمد لله أضعف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضاه اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وآله ألف ألف مرة اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد ما في علم الله صلاة دائمة بدوام ملك الله سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم ربنا زدنا علما اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين وعن أبي خزامة عن أبيه رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قلت يا رسول الله أرأيت رقا نسترقيها ودواء نتداوى به وتقاة نتقيها هل ترد من قدر الله شيئا قال صلى الله عليه وسلم هي من قدر الله رواه أحمد والترمذي وابن ماجه حاضرين الكرام Honorable Assembly, how astonishing is the affair of a mu'min. His course has already been charted by Allah, taqdeer, destiny, and the directions for his journey has already been given to him by Allah in the guidance of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wow, this is so beautiful. So Islam will affect our thinking, it will affect our aqidah, our beliefs, our practices, our do's and our don'ts. Today, we are afflicted and affected by many things that are happening in the world today. One of the things that is affecting the human lives is sickness, which has always affected human beings. Al-marad, ad-da'. And today we have the epidemic of the flu, the swine flu, and people are getting sick and people are dying. How do we view sickness from the light of Quran and Sunnah? How do we react in these circumstances? There is a hadith reported by Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, in which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, la adwa wa la tiyarata. He said, there is no contagious disease, wa la tiyarata, and there is no superstition and evil omen in Islam. In Bukhari also the Prophet alayhi salam mentioned, walakin a'jabani al-fal. He says, but what I like is good signs, good omens. For example, a person may have lost something and he hears someone calling out and shouting, ya wajid, ya wajid. That's a good sign, because wajid comes from the verb wajada, which means to find. So ya wajid is, oh finder, oh the one who finds. And here he has lost something and he's hearing somebody shouting, ya wajid, ya wajid. Rasul said, I love those good signs, walakin a'jabani al-fal. But bad signs, superstitions, evil omens, that a black bird has come and perched itself on my roof, somebody's gonna die today. Or a glass fell down from my hand in the kitchen, that portends the death of someone. Or I'm traveling the road and a mongoose comes and crosses the whole road completely, my journey will be complete. If the mongoose goes back from half of the road, something wrong is going to happen. All of these are superstitious beliefs. Rasul said, la tiyarata. But what is amazing is the Rasul said, la adwa. There is no contagious disease in Islam. How beautiful is this deen of Islam. As I said in the beginning, our course has already been charted by Allah. When you talk about medicine, we talk about science, research, astronomy, geometry, mathematics, algebra. Islam is full of that. Muslims were the greatest scientists. The Quran is also a book of science. It's mainly, of course, a book of Hidayah, but it has deep science within it. But this seems to conflict with the trend of the thought of the doctors and medical researchers, that the disease is contagious, it spreads, the swine flu, and so people will wear masks so as not to catch it, or those who have it not to spread it. I don't want to catch that. I don't want to catch this. The Rasul is saying, la adwa. There is no contagious disease in Islam. But at the same time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that there is a disease called judham, leprosy. So in one strain, in one vein, he is saying, la adwa. There is no contagious disease. On the other hand, the Rasul alayhi salam is saying, firru min al majzum kama tafirruna min al asad. That run from the leper as you would run from a lion. Don't go close. The man has leprosy. Run from the leper as you would run from a lion. Two hadiths. What it means, because Ahlul Ilm, the people of Ilm and knowledge, will always look for something which is called Wajhul Jam'i Bain Riwayatain, an angle of connection between two seemingly contradicting hadiths. Outwardly, they seem to contradict each other. Or a hadith and an ayat, Wajhul Jam'i it is called. What the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam meant here, because elsewhere in Bukhari Sharif, one Sahabi said, when the Rasul said, la adwa, that there is no contagious disease, that it can't spread. One Sahabi said, you know, we have camels, O Messenger of Allah. Oh, and they look like antelopes. They look like fawn-colored deers. on the sandy sands of Arabia, how beautiful they look. And then one mangy camel comes, and all of them picks up the mang. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَمَنْ عَدَ الْأَوَّلَ. Who gave the first one mang? Where did the first one get the mang from? In other words, supporting his statement, La Adwa, that there is no contagious disease in Islam. Who gave the first one? فَمَنْ عَدَ الْأَوَّلَ. Who gave the first one mang? It is Allah. Al-marad, sickness comes from Allah, and shifa and cure also comes from Allah. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. Ibrahim, Nabi Ibrahim, ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, in describing Allah and in praising Allah, says that He is the one who cures me when I am sick. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. When I am sick, it is He, Allah, who cures me. Shifa comes from Allah. And the sickness also comes from Allah. Like the story of the egg and the bird that the people of the West are so confused about. Which one came first, the egg or the chicken? The egg or the bird? I'm so confused about that. What do you think? Which one came first, the egg or the bird? What the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meant in this hadith is that no sickness, no da, has the power and the authority of its own to come out from somebody and go on to our next person, illa bi idhnillah, except with the order and the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why I said subhanallah. Our directions have already been given, our course has already been charted, instructions, our way of thinking, our philosophy, our ideology, our belief. No sickness has the power in itself to come out from anybody and affect another one, illa bi idhnillah wa iradatillah wa mashiyatillah, except by the willing and the wanting of Allah. Only if Allah wants it. And we have experienced in India, and I show you what I've experienced it also. Chicken pox is said to be a contagious disease, so you don't mix people with it. But it would so happen in India, in the dorm, that there'll be a room, everyone will have chicken pox. And Allah would make it so that one person in the room will not have it, and he never had it in his life before. He will not get it. And he's the one used to do khidmat and service to the rest, being with them, intermingling with them, because after all, we are all foreigners away from home, and he would have to do khidmat for the rest, and he will not get it because Allah didn't order it to transfer to him. But at the same time, when we look at the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said, "Firru min al majzum kama tafirruna min al asad," and run from the leper as you would run from the lion, tells us also that you don't expose yourself to danger. This is part of Islam also too. Perhaps you go by that leper and you pick up leprosy. You know what you said? That man gave me leprosy, which is shirk. It's not meant to be, but it is shirk. In other words, that man had the power to transfer, and that sickness had the power of its own to come out and affect you, when these things are all makhluk and created by Allah. So for that not to happen, for your aqidah not to spoil and think that that person gave me leprosy, for that not to happen, for your aqidah to be durust, sahih and sound, stay away, use precaution. It also tells us too that the Prophet ﷺ is telling us here too, that at the same time, do not expose yourself to danger. Number one, so as not to spoil your aqidah and belief in thinking that that man gave me it, or that sickness had the kudrat and power of its own to come and you spoil your aqidah. Number two, in Islam, we are not prevented from ihtiyat, from precaution. You know, it's like a man, a foolish man, who says, the hour of my death is known. The place of land on which I am about to die is also known and muqaddar. So what do I care? And he doesn't apply any precaution. He crosses the road without looking right and left, carefree, and a truck knocks him down. Truck is speeding, you go in front of the speeding truck and say, you know, if I am to die, I will die. That's foolishness. You don't expose yourself unto danger. A man has AIDS. You don't use the same needle from him. And you say, you know what? That doesn't have the power to transfer by itself, except by Allah, of course. But you use the same needle that he's injected with, and you use that same needle for yourself. Or you don't apply the proper hygiene. No, Islam does not teach us these things also. We use medicine. We use caution. We use preventative measures. We do not expose ourselves to danger, and we do what we can do. But in doing these preventative measures, we must have the aqidah that if Allah wants it to happen, it will happen. If a man has AIDS and you use all the preventive measures in the world and Allah wants it to happen to you, you're gonna get it. How many cases of women are there who use preventative measures against childbirth, against pregnancy, and they become pregnant? So, with all the prevention, not exposing ourselves to danger, not mixing and mingling, bringing the two hadiths in mind in front of us, and doing wajhul jami and bringing together the reason of connection of both, we must have the, with all of these preventative measures and protective measures, we must have the understanding and the proper belief and aqidah, which takes us back to a hadith which is in Mishkat under Babul Qadr, the chapter of Qadr, Taqdir and Destiny. And that's a subject that so many of us misunderstand, and we use it so loosely. Qadr, Taqdir, Destiny. The hadith is from Abu Khizama an Abihi, from his father. Qala, he said, Qultu ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, Ara'aita ruqan nastarqiha. What do you think? What is your roi? What is your opinion? When the Arabs would say Ara'aita, they mean akbirni. Tell me, inform me. Inform me about a mantra, an incantation, chants, ruqan, nastarqiha, which we chant upon people, and then they get better. A person is sick, you place your hands upon them, which is also sunnah. The Rasul is to place his hands upon the sick person, rub, pass his hands over them, over the affected areas, and he would recite duas. He would recite his ruqyas, Allahumma rabban nas, mudhib al ba's, ishfi, ishfi, cure, anta shafi, la shafiya illa anta, shifan la yugadiru saqama. So the person, O Rasulullah, what you think about that? That the person uses this ruqya, this mantra, this incantation, this charm, and the person is healed. We use it, the ruqya. Tell me, what you think about that? Ya Rasulullah, ara'aita ruqan nastarqiha wa dawa'an natadawa bihi, and medicine which we administer to ourselves, medicine which we use. You know what this hadith is teaching us? Our attitude, our behavior, our aqidah, which has already been written out and defined to us. We don't have to think about anything that I think and you think, and sister, what you think about this, and brother, what you think, and I think, and all this thinking is what is causing problems today. Of course, Muslims think, but we think تحت القرآن والسنة, underneath Quran and Sunnah. This is telling us that it's defining a great lesson for us in life. That here it is, the man has to go to battle. He has to go to war. So he says, you know what? If it is already written that I will die in this battle, I will die. So he doesn't go with any battle gear, without any helmet, without any armor, the breastplate, without any shield. He goes without a bulletproof vest. He goes into an encounter with some gang or whatever it may be in jihad. He doesn't have a bulletproof vest on because he says what? Taqdeer, qadr, destiny. If I'm to die, I will die. No protection. It tells us how we should think. And we know Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was the biggest mutawakkil. He is the one who has the biggest trust in Allah. He used to put on helmet and battle gear and war gear, as well as his sahaba. In Uhud, his helmet was crushed against his head. Some links of it went into his temple and blood flowed. Shujja wajhuhu, hadith of Bukhari. His face was bashteen from the helmet. He's wearing a helmet. So what, you're not going to wear a helmet? You're going to work, put on a bulletproof vest? You're not going to take a shield? You're not going to put on protective armor? You're a fool. Islam doesn't stop us from preventive measures. Well, you know what? A person is sick. So he says sickness comes from Allah. And Allah is Ash-Shafi. Allah is the curer. So sickness comes from Allah, and health and cure also comes from Allah. And he doesn't take medicine. He doesn't take medicine. Why? Because I have my tawakkul in Allah. He is also a fool. Because this is not the way of Islam. And the dalil and the authority of this is Sayyidul Kaunain sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being asked by the father of Abu Khizama, that Ara'aita ya Rasulullah rukan nastarqiha, that what do you think, what is your raya and opinion, tell me about the mantras, the incantation, the chants that we use upon people. Tell me about dawa and the medicine, natadawa bihi, which we use when we are sick. We take medicine, we take Tylenol, we take Panadol, all the pharmacies, we go to pharmacies, we take medicine. Should we go or should we not go? Should we support pharmacies or not, or just put our trust in Allah? Wadawa natadawa bihi, and medicine which we apply to ourselves. Watuqatan. Tuqatan is ismu ma yaltajiu bihi annasu min al-a'da katturs. Any such thing which a man resorts to seek protection from his enemy is called a tuqa, like a shield. So tell me, O Messenger of Allah, about tuqatan, any protective measure like a shield or like a helmet or like the armor plate or like a bulletproof vest, nattaqiha, which we resort to. Yani naltajiu biha anil aada, which we seek shelter and refuge and protection in from our enemies. All of these things, O Messenger of Allah. Hal taruddu min qadarillahi shay'a? Do these things remove anything at all from the qadar of Allah? Do they have any effect, any impact at all? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hiya min qadarillah. Wow. All of these things that you have mentioned are from the qadar of Allah also. All of these things are in accordance with Islam. Dawa and dua. You're sick, you take dawa, medicine, and you make dua. Somebody has some sickness, it is so-called contagious. Yes, okay, protect yourself. Use precaution. But use dua also too. We do not rely only upon our effort. We do not rely only upon dua. We are people of effort and dua. As-sa'yu minna wal-itmam min Allah. Effort from us and completion from Allah. We are not the extremists. The extremists are al-murjia, firqatun batila, a batil sect of Islam. They say whatever is to be will be. So what's the use of amal? Because our course has already been charted by Allah. Taqdeer, destiny. Whatever is to be will be. So they don't make effort. There is no need for any effort. What benefit amal will give when there is kufr? And what benefit, what harm masiyat will do when there is iman? And the other extremist is the sect of the qadariya, who deny taqdeer. They say, I make my destiny. I make my own destiny. Destiny is in my hands. I make my destiny. And they are called qadariya, but they deny qadar and taqdeer. Al-haq, ahlus sunnah wal jama'ah, is in between both. Apart from us and apart from Allah. A portion from us and a portion from Allah. It's like when Ali was asked about taqdeer, he told a man, stand by the wall. He said, stand. Stand. He said, raise up one foot. Raised up one foot. This is from the Mathnawi. He says, raise up the other foot. He says, I can't do that. He said, this is taqdeer. A part is from you and a part you can do. Your part is you could raise one foot, but that other foot you can't raise it. As-sa'yu minna wal-itmam min Allah. Effort is from us and completion is from Allah. We are not like them. So the Rasul alayhi salam said, hiya min qadrillah. All these things are from the qadr of Allah. Mullah Ali al-Qari has written in Al-Mirqad the commentary of this hadith, and he has said what the Rasul alayhi salam is saying here is kama anna Allah qaddara ad-da'a, just as Allah made sickness, the swine flu, AIDS, just as he made that, destined it, ordained it, it would come to you or it would not come to you, just as he ordained it, qaddara zawalahu bid-dawa, Allah also ordained it and made it muqaddar, that it will be removed by certain medicine. That is all part of taqdeer. And just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gave man the ability to cause harm through weapons, he also destined it that the protective armor and the shield would protect you from harmful instruments. كَمَا أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدَّرَ الدَّاءَ, just as Allah made the sickness and made it مُقَدَّرَ and destined, قَدَّرَ زَوَالَهُ بِالدَّوَى, he destined and ordained the removal of it with dawa and medicine. Mullah Ali al-Qari rahimahullah says, فَلْيَعْلَمْ, so a person should understand and know, مَنْ اسْتَعْمَلَهُ, anybody who uses any medicine, or shield, or gear, or whatever it may be, or rukya, or some mantra or incantation. Anybody uses it. وَلَمْ يَنْفَاهُ, and it did not benefit him, then مَا قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ, مَا قَدَّرُ اللَّهُ زَوَالَهُ بِهِ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not destined it to be so. So despite all the medicine that you are taking, and the sickness is not going, it's lingering, it's staying, despite all the effort, despite all the sickness, whoever uses the medicine and the sickness does not go, we should understand that Allah did not destine the zawal of the sickness with that medicine. It's part of taqdeer. And anybody uses it, wa nafahu, and it benefits him, the dawa, the medicine, or anything of what has been mentioned, he gets benefit in it, gets sihat, protection, hifazat. He must know and understand that Allah made it so. Allah made it muqaddar, decreed and ordained his shifa and cure to be in that tablet, in that medicine. How sweet is our aqidah? How sweet is our belief? And how powerful is Allah? And time has ended. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.